Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope that this message for the week of May 25th, 2020, will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. Our scripture this week is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 4 through 10. The prophet Jeremiah's ministry began in the final years of the kingdom of Judah and lasted through the fall of Jerusalem and into the exile of the Jews in Babylonian captivity. In this passage, Jeremiah warns God's people against listening to false prophets who promise an imminent end to their exile, exhorting them instead to trust God and to reconcile themselves to their captivity. Hear now God's word. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. God is asking his people to be patient and to trust, to make the best of their current situation and to seek to live meaningful lives right where they find themselves, unbidden and unwelcome as that place may be. I think that many of us can relate to the sense of being in exile. Though we may be more closely tethered to our homes than ever before, it is as though we live in a strange land, stripped of so much that is familiar, dogged by uncertainty, many of us suffering in ways that would have felt unthinkable only months ago. Nothing seems to be as it should be. But perhaps this season, in which so much of life seems to be upended and put on pause, is an opportunity to reflect and grow in ways that we may be less likely to do when our lives are humming along. Forced to reckon with the truth that there is much not in our control, we are ripe to hear God's message of encouragement that Jeremiah shares. We too are called to find meaning and to choose joy, right here, right where we are, right in the midst of the imperfect circumstances of our imperfect lives. Not in denial of the pain and difficulties we may be experiencing, but as those who live with hope and who trust in the promise God makes to his people that he will return us from exile and that he is with us on the journey. Dear God, we know that you are with us. Help us to find meaning in this time that you have ordained. Open our eyes to what it is you have for us to learn in this unexpected season. Help us to grow. Surprise us with joy. For we know that all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Amen.